not just with lead gen, but with every activity in life. If you just take it little by little, you will reach the goal eventually.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast, where we are dedicated to unraveling the secrets to real estate success. I'm your host, Maud Léger, and each week we bring you insights from top realtors, entrepreneurs, and innovators, sharing their stories, mindset, processes, motivations, and the key to their success. Join us every Monday for a new episode and discover how to crack the code to success and take your real estate business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to unlock your potential. This week, I'm speaking with Jordan Martindale from Keller Williams Complete. Today's chat is all about small steps, big wins. Jordan is a realtor who champions the power of mindset with a blend of marketing savvy, integrity, and the magic of consistency leading to significant outcomes. She mentors other realtors, guiding them to success through structured actions. Ready to discover how small actions can lead to your biggest achievements? Let's get to my chat with Jordan. This podcast is sponsored by Sold Right Away, the experts in real estate marketing. Hi, Jordan. Thanks for joining us on the episode today. Tell us, what is the key to your success?
Thank you for having me. So the key for my success has been, I think, mastering mindset. There's a lot of things that agents all have access to in terms of information and stats. One thing that we really need to focus on is our mindset throughout the journey. So not only how we maintain our own and move forward, especially because it is such a difficult business at times, but also how to manage our clients' emotions and expectations as well. So there's always a lot of ups and downs throughout the journey. So being able to stay focused, stay calm, and guide your clients through the process, I think, is key.
That's amazing. Tell us more. How did you come up with that? Or what challenges did you go through that made you realize that mindset was so important?
Yeah, for sure. So over the course of 6 years that I've been in the business, there's been a lot of ups and downs. So I think one of the best ways to learn is just by going through it and facing challenges head on, learning from those experiences, and then bringing them into the next situation to help grow from it.
Tell us, what is the most impactful thing that you have implemented in your business that brought you success along the way?
Right. I think that one of the biggest things that has helped with my career is knowing that I just need to connect with my clients and being willing to sympathize with what they're going through and really understand what their goals and needs are, and tailoring my approach that way. So it's not a cookie cutter, one size fits all type of thing. Everybody has different needs, different goals, and it's not about pressuring them to get there. It's more so about starting the journey wherever they are right now and just educating them and leading them up to that success that they're looking for.
Nice. And then when you talk about mentorship, you talk about the kind of mentoring your clients, and have you had any mentor in your business lately that
got Yes, actually, I've done a lot of mentoring. I've had a lot of mentoring from other people, and just recently I've become a mentor. So I'm now working with new agents coming into our brokerage to help set them up for success. So what sets them apart? What is their reason why? Why are they in this business? What drives them? And then also learning just the fundamentals of being a realtor and coaching their clients through a transaction.
Which is amazing, because when you're new in the business, like, you're thrown in the business and now you're there to mentor others based on what you've learned.
For sure.
Yeah, amazing. What is the one thing that actually you've learned that must happen for you to be successful, you're non-negotiable in your business?
I think it would be having structure. So being able to have a calendar and set time apart for your prospecting, set time apart for your follow-up, set time apart for your marketing, always have those things implemented in your calendar to know that you are making the time for them and not letting it fall to the wayside. Especially once we start getting busier as agents, we do tend to let the lead generation fall off to the wayside. We don't focus on it quite as much, but then our business starts to do this. So it's about just trying to keep a level playing field, just keep everything even keel and keep that success moving forward.
Yeah, I love it. You talked about lead generating. Like, how do you get more leads for your business?
You know what? So I've done a lot of the cold calling and door knocking, but over time, I've realized that I'm just good at making those kinds of connections just naturally. So I've put myself into different groups. I've put myself out there just getting to know different agents, even whether they're in our brokerage or not, connecting with friends and family, and just being a source of value for them. Just never being like, when are you going to buy? When are you going to sell? But what are your plans? Do you need to refinance? Are you thinking about investing? You know, just general information to provide value for them, whatever stage in the game they're at.
That's amazing. That's great. And then you take your client, your relationships to that real estate transaction at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah. When they're ready.
How
have you been able to grow your business as a realtor? Because you've been 6 years, you've been through the ups and downs of the market. So how have you been consistently growing?
I think it's just staying true to the schedule, making sure that I'm getting everything done in the week that I need to get done, making sure I'm doing my follow-ups and that I'm staying in touch with my clients, whether past, present, or future. I'm always staying up to date with my clients.
Nice. In terms of marketing, what are some creative ideas that you have used to help your business or promote your listings even?
I actually love to do a lot on social media. So I've been really ramping that up more. I think that it just is about the audience that I can reach. Whether I'm outdoor knocking, like you can only just knock on one door at a time. But if I'm putting something on social media, I have a bigger reach. So I'm just trying to be a little bit more creative though when it comes to posting. I know a lot of agents like to do their just sold or just listed, but it comes back to adding that value. So just trying to post things that people not only see value in, but that it's a bit entertaining. I'm just a natural goofball at heart. So I love having fun and putting fun, funny content out there. Something that, you know, somebody can have a good chuckle at, but still read the caption and learn something valuable in there.
Yeah, very cool. I love how like you brought it back to adding value to your relationships, your clients, and then adding some fun to it. Yeah, if you're going to be on social media, I guess you want to be fun and showing your own personality because you're the person people will connect with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being nice. Authentic, just putting your authentic self out there. And I think what happens too is when you're genuine, you meet more of those people who are genuinely like you. So you find the type of clientele you like to work with.
In terms of structure, you talked about how important it is for you. What kind of structure or processes do you put for putting yourself out there, for going on social media and posting those content?
For sure. So I actually have a content creation day. So I will schedule a day, usually a few hours, and I'll bulk create my social media content. That way I'm not thinking about it all throughout the week and distracting myself from those marketing or lead generation activities.
Yeah, smart. Yeah. How do you keep accountable with your structure when you have your lead generation, your marketing, your content day? How do you make sure it's happening?
I actually use a scheduling app called Reclaim. So I put everything in there and it automatically schedules everything for me using AI. So that way I know at the end of the week or at the beginning of the week, if I review everything that I have going on, as long as I complete all those things, I know I'm going to get them done within the time frame that I'm wanting to them to get done. So that's kind of my, almost like my accountability calendar. So as long as I follow that, I know I'm going to get everything done. And then of course there's other people in the brokerage that we just kind of talk with, drive off of, and just follow up to see where each other are at and make sure that we're all hitting our goals.
That's amazing. I love the collaboration. That's so great.
Yeah.
We have a section of the podcast, which is a rapid fire section. Are you ready for rapid fire questions?
I'm ready.
Nice. Okay. Let me set that up. And number one is, what is your best marketing strategy?
My best marketing strategy. What a great question. I think it would be to, again, I'm just such a big social media person. So I have to go back to social media because I have had so much success with it. But it's not just about posting on social media. It's about utilizing it as almost like a CRM or a database. So not just, you know, having people follow you or following back, but actually reaching out to those people, introducing yourself, connecting with other people, not just potential clients, but also other professionals in the business. I just had a mortgage agent recently refer me a client who's going to be listing through me this week and selling. So that's a lead that came from Instagram. So again, like, I just think it's about building your network, whether that be through cold calling, door knocking, Instagram, however it might be, because again, it's not a one size fits all. So whatever works for you. But for me, it is definitely the social media content.
Amazing. I love it. The next question is, what is your best social media tactic for real estate grow? You kind of answered there, but.
Best social media tactic, I think, would be to utilize birthdays. Actually, one thing that I do is I go on Facebook and whenever I see somebody's having a birthday, I'll message them a day or two before and say, you know, before you get swarmed with messages, just wanted to reach out and say, I hope you have a great birthday. How's everything else going? And 9.9 times out of 10, they always ask me about my real estate business. I never really am the one to bring it up. They're always like, oh, by the way, you look like you're killing it with real estate. How's that been going? So, and you know, I won't tunnel down that too much. I'll just say, like, thank you so much. Yep, it's been great. Let me know if you ever need anything. But the key thing is, it's about their birthday, right? But it's just about building the connection and just staying top of mind for future.
Love it. Top of mind. Yeah, very good point. Very cool. What is your most effective social media platform? I think you almost answered that.
Yes. I think right now it's just Instagram. I do I do TikTok and Facebook as well, but my primary one is Instagram.
Yeah. What's your advice for new realtors?
Ooh, great question. I would say to find a really good mentor. That is my number one piece of advice. You don't learn a lot, unfortunately, in the schooling. So when you get out to the real world, there is so much more to learn. You can be in the business for 10 years and still be learning more. So you know what? I think having the right mentor to set you up for success is key, because they've been through a lot of the things that, you know, you might be going through. So they'll be able to help guide you before you make the same mistakes they did. At least that's my goal with all the agents that I'm coaching, is let's set you up for success so that you can avoid a lot of the things that I had to learn the hard way. But also give them some of those key elements to help set themselves apart as well.
Very cool. Tell us, what are your top income generating activities?
Top income generating would be touching base with my sphere. I'm somebody who works my sphere very well. And just being able to provide value for those people at all stages of the game. I know I've said that a few times, but that's genuinely what I believe, is that it's not about meeting people right when they're ready to buy or sell. It's about being there for them at every stage. Mm-hmm. Even if they're 6 months out, why not start looking at the types of houses they'd be interested in and start gauging what those prices might look like. Let's start watching your neighborhood and seeing what's selling around you. And maybe once you start seeing your home value go up, plans might change. So it's just about providing that information and being a source of value to people.
Yeah, I love it. Very cool. And then, so the back end of that is, what are non-income generating activities that every realtor should drop?
That's the great question. Non-income generating activities. It's hard to say, because you know what? Different things work for different people. I don't think that there's any one thing that doesn't work for them, because there's a lot of people that would say, get off social media. Why are you sitting on social media so much? But then there's other people that really put the time and effort into it and can use it as a lead generation source. So I think there's not any perfect answer to that. I don't think there's any perfect thing to be doing or to not be doing. I think it's just depends on what you're good at and what you enjoy doing. That's the biggest thing, because a lot of people don't enjoy door knocking or cold calling. It's like pulling teeth, but you know what? That doesn't have to be your only way to do things. Like, find what works for you.
A very tailored answer. I love it. Like, your mentorship comes up into that answer. Very smart. Cool. Sure. How do you win more listings?
That's a great question. So I have won a few listings very recently, actually, up against a lot of other realtors, especially in this market. I know that people are shopping around. So again, And it comes back to showing your value and being honest with people, I think, is the biggest one. A lot of agents will go in there and, you know, put a lot of fluff in front of you. But at the end of the day, I'm here to help you succeed. So whether you like to hear it or not, I'm going to tell you the truth about everything, lay it all out there and show you how I can help, really. Like it's there's no sugarcoating it. It's more so let's dive in. Look at all the options in front of you and choose what works best for you. And then, of course, there's the obvious, which is going above and beyond for marketing. And I know that not all agents do it, but the agents that are doing marketing at a high level, it's usually all the same stuff. Great photos, great video, great, you know, reels, whatever the case might be. But it also comes down to the service. That's something that can't be bought. So really just having that service, that trust, knowing your agent is going to be there to pick up the phone when you call. You know, I've had times where it's like the agent's out on the golf course, you can't pull them off the golf course to get a deal done. So it's like, you want to know that there's somebody there that cares, genuinely cares, and is going to be there to help you succeed.
That's so true. So amazing. Nice. The last one is, what is the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice. That's a great question. I don't want to answer too quickly because I want to give the best advice I've ever received, which I really think that it comes down to appreciating the impact of the little activities.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, you know, in the morning, it's so easy to make 10 phone calls, but it's also so easy not to make 10 phone calls. And you think about it and it's like, oh, what are those 10 phone calls going to do? But if you do those actions consistently over time, it's like they start compounding, right? So that to me is the key to success, not just with lead gen, but with every activity in life. If you just take it little by little, you will reach the goal eventually. But it's all about being consistent, which a lot of people are not consistent. If they don't see the results overnight, they just give up. Yeah. But if you keep going, it's going to come. And yeah, so I guess it would just be appreciating and respecting the impact of those small activities that you could be doing every day.
Very cool. Everyone has their own definition of success. How do you define success for yourself?
Being successful is also being happy. So even if you're killing it in real estate, if you're not happy doing it, then what kind of success is that? So it goes back to what I was mentioning earlier with, not everybody loves cold calling, door knocking. It's like pulling teeth to try and do it. And that's okay. If that's not for you, that's okay. But then it's like, let's look at other ways to implement lead generation in a way that you're going to enjoy. Because if you are happy and enjoying what you're doing, other people are going to see it and feel it, and they're going to want to work with you. So I think that it's just about being happy and enjoying what you're doing, enjoying the process. At every stage of the game, real estate has a lot of ups and downs. It takes a lot of work, but just being happy with where you're at any stage of the process and knowing that you're working hard and working towards something good, I think that's a great motivator.
Yeah, very, very full circle to mindset again, right? Your happiness, how you feel, that's how you feel success. I love it.
For sure.
Yeah. Tell us, where do we find you? What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. My Instagram handle is JordanM_Realtor. And then you can also find me on my website, JordanMartindaleRealEstate.com. And yeah.
That's amazing.
I also have TikTok, Facebook, Jordan Martindale. Yeah, wherever you want to follow me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I think you have great input and tips to share to mentor other realtors that are needing to grow. And I think you're doing amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make every action count. Reflect on the insights from today's episode and ask yourself, which strategies and actions can you implement to grow your business and win more listings? Your growth journey begins with a single step. What will yours be? If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network and help spread the word. Together, we can inspire and empower a community of realtors to crack the code to success. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Realtors Conspiracy. Stay motivated and see you next episode.